Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Tenemut Bed, five lines up by Gufa Kasha. Gemara here is discussing the Braita that we quoted to support the position of Rav yesterday. The Braita then went on to tell us about a situation in which you add money onto a korban because of the mi'ilah. And then afterwards, the Braita gave us more general principles, which is kol karbanot ha-mizbeach la-mizbeach. That anything that relates to Mizbeach, then when you're Mo'el in that item, all those proceeds, the payments for that Mi'ilah, go towards the Mizbeach. Yesterday you raised the question, well, how does that reconcile with the statements before? And we came up with a way to solve it, because that really leads into the Havamino of what the Gemara is dealing with over here. And that is, Hagufa Kasha. Achelo Karva Chatato Yosef V'Avi Chatato. If it's prior to his bringing of his chatat, then he adds it on to the value of the purchase price of the chatat. Mishikarva chatato. On the other hand, if it's after he's already brought his chatat, yesterday we saw the machloket Rashi and Tosafot had explained this. Rashi says that he only realizes it after he's brought his chatat, which present a problem with the Gemara today. Tosafot, on the other hand, says mishikarva chatato means he knew about it, he just didn't pay for it yet until after he's brought his chatat. So then, Yelchudu Yam HaMelech. That excess money will go to Yam HaMelech because it's the equivalent of Motar Chatat. The leftovers of a Chatat, the leftovers of a Chatat, if it's a Chatat, is Meita. If it's money, it goes to Yam HaMelech. Vikani, and then the next line in the bright is, Kor Kabanot HaMizbeach, VaMizbeach. Veloshna DiYichpor Balim, Veloshna Heche, DeLo Yichpor. It seems not to differentiate whether there was Kapara already, or there was not kapara already. That's how we answered it yesterday, because that gives you the havamina of what you have today. We would have had a havamina, that's the way to separate between it. The Gemara says there is no distinction drawn in the Mishnah between kol kabanot mizbeach lemizbeach, whether it was prior to kapara or after kapara. So Gemara answers, Reisha Rabbi Shimoni, Tamar kol chatat shekipru ba'alei tamut, Seifa Rabbonon, and the Seifa is the Rabbonon. This is a machloket, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim that we saw back in Tmura, and that is with regards to a chatat shekipru ba'aleha. It's a chatat that get lost, and then you find the other chatat. When you find the other chatat, you have now two possibilities of a chataot to be brought, and you bring one of them. Everybody agrees that if you find the chatat after you've already been able to compare with the second one, that chatat is the mita. It's a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. If you find the chatat prior to the kapara, that means after hafresha, bin mafrish a new chatat, but prior to you've done the kapara with that new chatat, you find the original chatat. Over there, Rabbi Shimon says that the one that you don't use goes the mita. Chamim say then the yire aji istaev. That goes out to graze until it gets a mum in it because it was found prior to kapara. So the answer will be, Reisha is Rabbi Shimon. That first sequence in the Braita is altered by Rabbi Shimon, therefore the excess monies are sent to Yam HaMelech. Because even though it was found before Kapara, even though the monies were there prior to Kapara, it still goes to Yam HaMelech. The second statement in the Braita, which says, call that is Shayach LeMizbeach, goes to the Mizbeach, that'll be the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim doesn't matter whether you found it before Kapara or after Kapara, it all goes to the Mizbeach. And that's even if the Balim have kapara, because ein chatat meita lotosha avda nimtzeit lachar kapara. It's only if it's found after kapara that we have it that way. But here, where it was found prior to the kapara, even though you didn't pay for it yet, you didn't put the monies together with that chatat, nevertheless, it will not go to mita, it will not be go to Yam HaMelech. It goes out to graze until it gets a moment, it's sold, and the monies are put to the Dava, Ketza Mizbeach. So the Reish is Rabbi Shimon, and the Seif is Rabbanon. So now, Amar Rav Gviya de Beit Katiel, or Ravashi, Achim Abaye. That's exactly what Abaye says, Reish Rabbi Shimon, the Seif of Rabbanon. So if you have the Girsa at the top here, I skipped the Girsa of Reish Rabbi Shimon, the Seif of Rabbanon, as being presented as a question rather than a statement. So then, Rav Gviya de Beit Katiel is bringing an answer that yes, that's what Abaye said. On the other hand, if you read the beginning as a statement, which is that it's just Sefer Reishas, Rabbi Shimon, Sefer Rabbonon, then this is just the support to that position that Abaye says that it is. Reishas, Rabbi Shimon, Sefer Rabbonon. Now, Amar Ula, the Gersa, they changed from Rabba to Ula. Hakol Modim, That if a person gets hana from the meat of kodshei kodeshim that became tam'e, or me'imurei kodshim kalim lachar she'alan dipatur. Said you don't. There is no din of mi'ila. So as Rashi points out over here, when it comes to this basar that is tam'e, even before zrikat adam, even if it became tam'e before zrikat adam, there is no din of mi'ila with this basar kodshei kodeshim, whether it's before zrika or after zrika. That basar does not have a din of mi'ila in it. Now we understand after zrika why it may not have mi'ila in it, because it already had heter lekohanim, heter lekohanim, and then it got tameh. That's why there is no mi'ila. But here we're saying even prior to zrikat adam, that if you get an offer basar kodshei kodeshim that became tameh, there is no din of mi'ila. Number two is emurei kodshim kalim lachar shelan de patur. The emurei kodshim kalim, after they were put on the mizbeach, even as Rashi points out, before they were made into efer, before they became ashes, just that the fire has taken hold of them, again, there is no din of mi'ila once they're put on the mizbeach. Where it says, pshita, what's the question? My kamasid, what are you causing? What type of loss are you causing to ekdesh that we have to worry about? So ma'udetem, as the Gemara gives, I'll tell you what I would have thought. Basar kodshei kodeshim shenitma, the basar kodshei kodeshim that became tamei. So now it has a din of mi'ila in it that was never removed, but it became tamei. So idlei mitzvat sreifa, the kohanim. What did the kohanim have to do with this basar kodshei kodeshim? They have to burn it. They have to get rid of it. So since they have to burn it or get rid of it, maybe that residual mitzvah makes it retain the shame kodshei Hashem. So the Kamash Valan is that's not the case. They lose the shame kodshei Hashem, because basar kodshei kodeshim shenitma is not valuable in terms of kodshei Hashem if it goes out the sreifa. But that mitzvah to do the sreifa is not enough of a residual mitzvah for it to retain its shame kodshei Hashem. Emurei kodshim kalim. The emureim of the kodshim ikka mitzvah hafuche bitzinora. Maybe the residual mitzvah that when they are burning on the mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to turn them over with the pitchfork to make sure that they burn properly. So maybe that residual mitzvah also should continue to have kodshei Hashem associated with them. Kamash Valan, dolo. That we don't say that in any of these cases. So there are a number of questions that arise with this. Rashi raises a couple of them. Tosfos raises some of them. Rashi, first of all, says, since when is whether these things are valuable or not have anything to do with the din of mi'ila? Just because you cause a loss, that's why you pay for mi'ila. But when there's no loss to Kodesh, there is no mi'ila. We just had a case like this in the previous parak with pigul. When you do the zrikat adam of pigul, we said that the mi'ila stays with the animal. Well, if you have a machshevet pigul and the animal is now pigul, it's not worth anything. It's not kodshei Hashem anymore, yet. The mi'ila stays with the animal. So why over here do we say, oh, all of a sudden the mi'ila disappears when it becomes worthless? Yet over there, by the pigul, we say when it's pigul, it's no problem. The mi'ila stays with it. It's still kodshei Hashem. So Rashi answers that question and says, v'im tomar, ha'mirinem bi'pirkin le'el, ha'pigul be'olam bo'olim bo. Even if you have pigul, the mi'ila stays. V'lo parachin in my kamafsid. We don't ask the question, oh, what did he lose? Ha'inu taima de'mo'olim bo. Ho'il umratzim le'pigulan. So since this is the answer we've given all the way along, which is that since the zrika is good enough to be miratzeh for the pigul, the choshim kulehai, the tzarich zrika damim the kovol bepigul, since pigul is such a high level, or a high standard, a high threshold, that you have to do the zrika properly in order to make it into pigul. So choshim nami demolim bo, therefore the mi'ila stays with it, apagav delo mafsid. So Rashi says pigul is an exceptional case because of this din, and we're going to see it again today in the Gemara, that you have to be makriv matirav. The rest of the korban has to be done properly in order for the pigul to take effect. The fact that the rest of the korban has to be properly, that threshold makes it into the fact that even though you're not mafsid ekdesh, the mi'ila stays with it. It remains under the category of kodshei Hashem. Whereas over here, it loses that status of kodshei Hashem. The more important question, the more difficult question, is that we just learned yesterday, we had a mishnah full of items, that when you put them on the mizbeach, the mi'ila does not go away until you do trumat hadeshen. Until you remove the deshen from the afar. Even if they become an afar, they're not done with the mitzvah. They still have mi'ila until you take out trumat hadeshen. Over here we're saying that the murei kodshim kalim, which are equivalent to any of the kodshei kodeshim that go on to the mizbeach, they have a status of kodshei kodeshim, after Zrikat Adam. And yet, as soon as Mashlava Hen Aor, since that fire, as soon as the fire takes hold of them, we say, no more Me'ila. So how come over here there's no Me'ila right away when the fire is taking hold of them? And before we were saying, well, even if they turn to ashes, you still have a mitzvah of Trumat Adeshen. So Rashi says, well, there's a big difference. Hotam le'el Mayri, be'efer Ola, uve'emurei kodshei kodeshim, dichamirei. There in our Mishnah, all the examples in the Mishnah that we've done until now were all kodshei kodeshim. It was an Ola, kodshei kodeshim, they're chamur. Shumachim olim be'em achi yitzu the Beit Adeshen. Therefore, you have this din of me'ilu until they go out to the deshen, either till Trumat Adeshen is done or until Hatzad Adeshen is done, Machloket Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Aval emure kodshim kalim, delo chamire kulehai. Since they're not so chamur, shumachi anenem en lachar shalu patur. Therefore, the person who gets enough from them after they went on mizbech is patur. So Rashi distinguishes between kodshim kalim, the chalavim, the emurim of the kodshim kalim that go on mizbech, versus everything we spoke about until now, which were kodshei kodeshim. So he distinguishes between them. Now, when we say over here, Amar Ula Kol Modim is referencing back to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Yochanan argue in the beginning of Rasubya about the Deshen on the Mizbeach. Whether you need Trumat Deshen or Tzad Deshen. But everybody agrees over here that there is no Mi'ila. Why is there no Mi'ila over here? So the first case of Hanenem Basar Kodshei Kodeshim Shinitma, we said there's still a mitzvah of Sreifa. If there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, then there should still be Mi'ila. We said in all the other cases, even Rav agreed that when there's a mitzvah left, that mitzvah keeps alive the din of Mi'ila. So why over here we do not have that? Because the din of Sreifa does not require big day kahuna. But we said yesterday, what's the reason that by Trumat Adeshen and maybe by Hotzat Adeshen that Mi'ila remains intact is because the residual mitzvah requires big day kahuna. Over here, the Sreifa of the Tuma does not require big day kahuna. Now, why over here by Emirei Kodshim Kalim, even though they do require Trumat Adeshen in a sense, why doesn't the Mi'ila remain? So Rashi distinguishes between Kodshei Kalim and Kodshei Kodeshim. But why should that make a difference? You still require Trumat Adeshen with Big Day Kuna. Tosafot brings, it's actually, Tosafot has a number of questions, a number of other issues that he deals with. But the most important is this one, in the top of the next Amud, Tosafot says, is there really such a difference between Kodshei Kodeshim and Kodshim Kalim? And he says, V'amar Moriah Rav Rabbeinu Peretz Shi'ichre, D'shna u'shna, there really is a difference. Says either you can learn it out from the pasuk or you can learn it out logically. Says ibei etzema kra from the pasuk dichtiv veotzi adeshin. Where is hotzat adeshin written? Hotzat adeshin and the din of trumat adeshin is written in the beginning of parashat tzav in the context of the korban ola. Since it's written in the context of a korban ola, the limudim that we have from it have to be domed leola. Ola is kodshei kodeshim. So this din of Trumat Adeshen, Hotzat Adeshen being a residual mitzvah that maintains the Shem, Kodshei Hashem, and Mi'ilah in the items, is written by an Olah. So if we're going to extrapolate to other Kodashim, we're only going to extrapolate to items that are similar to an Olah. That is, Kodshei Kodashim. But Kodshim Kalim, we're not going to extrapolate, we're not going to extend it. That's one logic. It says, V'beim Ema Svaro. The Svaro is that Kodshei Kodashim have Mi'ilah before they reach the Mizbeach. Before Zrikat Adam, they have Mi'ila. So therefore, after Zrikat Adam, it's going to be much harder to get rid of that Mi'ila. And that Mi'ila will linger until the Trumat Adeshen is done. On the other hand, Kodshei Kalim, their Mi'ila only starts from the moment of Zrikat Adam. They didn't have Mi'ila, but didn't have Mi'ila before. They only become Kodshei Hashem after the Zrikat Adam. That's when they more even become Kodshei Hashem. So since their Mi'ila came very late in the game, it's much easier to get rid of it. And therefore, once you put it on the Mizbech, it gets rid of it much faster. So that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz suggests is the distinction to draw between Kodshim Kalim and Kodshei Kodeshim with regards to the removal of the Mi'ilah. Either because of the Pasuk or the Svarah, that the Kodshei Kodeshim's Mi'ilah has a residual to it, that as long as the Trumat Adeshen or maybe the Hotzat Adeshen is not done, there's still a din of Kodshei Hashem Mi'ilah with them. As opposed to Kodshim Kalim, where as soon as Mashla Behena Or, the fire takes a hold of them, there is no longer a din of Mi'ilah. Okay, now we have a statement by Rava. Rava says, Amar Rava, Hada Amart, Kvar Karva Chatat, Yochul Yam HaMelech. If the Chatat was already brought, the excess monies go to Yam HaMelech. Hani Mile Dit Yadele Kame Kapara. That only works if he knew about it before the Kapara. Avaliachar kapara, if he only finds out about it after the kapara, yiplu the nidava. Then they go to the nava, they go to the ketz mizbeach. My timer. What's the reason for that? Ein mafrishim itchila liibud. Because we do not separate out monies. Here, you're going to separate out monies that are automatically to go to Yam HaMelech. It says we don't do that. It's one thing if you have the money present, and then it has the din of a chatat that's meita, then it can go to Yam HaMelech. But what we won't do is have you be mafrish ma'ot, that from the moment they're mufrash, they go to Yam HaMelech. That doesn't exist. That doesn't happen. And since that doesn't happen, it can't be that after the fact, if you only found out after kapara, now you're bringing your money, we're not going to say, oh, go, put it in Yam HaMelech. We don't do such a thing. Now this is Tosfot's proof that Rashi's wrong on the previous Amud with regards to Yada or no Yada. Rashi said Yada or Yada Yada before was, he knew about it before he brought his Chatat, or he knew about it after he brought his Chatat. Tosfot says, we know from the Gemara further on that Rova says, that if you know about it after the Chatat, it doesn't go to Yam HaMelech. So that can't be the explanation. And that's why Tosfot says, the yada and lo yada is not that he knew or he didn't do, or kvar kava, lo kava. He says it's whether you decided to pay for it before you brought your chatat or after you brought your chatat. You knew about it beforehand. You knew about it before you brought your chatat. It's a question, if you bring your money before you bring the chatat, you can add it on to that which is there. If you only bring the money after the chatat, then you cannot add it on. Or if you only bring the monies together after you did brought your chatat already, then it goes to Yam HaMelech. Next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues with items that go on the Mizbeach. But now we're talking about, as opposed to before, items that go on the Mizbeach because there was a Matir. These are the Matirim themselves, or items that don't have Matirim. And that is a Kometz. Kometz is the part that's taken off the Mincha, that is placed on the Mizbeach. Halivona, frankincense, which is put on the Mincha, that's also placed entirely on the Mizbeach. Vaktoret. Ktoret is something that we saw yesterday, Levi's opinion, that goes entirely kulo the Mizbeach. Minchat Kohanim. The Mincha of a Kohen is Kulo Kalil. There is no Kometz taken off of Minchat Kohen. The entire Mincha of a Kohen is Kalil Lashem. Minchat Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Gadol brings the Minchat Chavitim every day. Machitzita Baboker, Machitzita Ba'erev. Again, Kulo Kalil. It goes entirely on the Mizbeach. Minchat Nisachim. The Mincha of Nisachim that is brought along with the Korbanot. That Mincha is Kulo on the Mizbeach. So therefore, Mo'alim Behem, Mishuk Tushu. From the time that they become Kodesh, there is a din of a Mi'ilah. Huktushu means Huktushu Bapet. When you make them into something that is Kodesh, you assign them Kedusha. Kachamba Kli, this is something that we mentioned yesterday with some of the items, that once you put into a Kli Sharet, that's Koveya them to have Kedushat Aguf. Once they have Kedushat Aguf, then they're Hukshar, they Pasel, Betvuyom, Umchusar Kippurim, Ubelina. Then they become Ra'oi to accept Tuma from a Tvuyom, Umchusar Kippurim, as well as have a problem of lina, that they may not be left over night until nightfall. Mechayvin alav, mishum notar, or mishum tameh. At that point in time, then you already become into a problem of notar. Anything that's left over is a residual at that point in time, or a problem of notar, and mishum tameh, and the din of tumah. Someone has tumah to group and consumes these items, then there's a problem already at that point in time, because there is no other matir. All the other items in the previous Mishnah, we say, well, the Shechita did this, or whatever was equivalent to the Shechita did, or brought about the din of Hechsher lipasel b'tvul yom and mechusar kippurim and lina. Then the Zrikat Adam brought them into the world of Kodashim for notar, tamei, and pigul. Over here, there is no more Zrikat Adam, because there is no matir for these items. They either go kulul mizbeach, or they themselves are a matir. And therefore, at the same moment that they are hukshar to the pasel b'tvul yom, mechusar kippurim and lina, that same moment, notar and tamei become relevant. But pigul ein pa. There is no pigul by these items. And that's something we did back in Zvachim. Zaklau, this is the principle. Kol sheyesh lo matirim, ein chayavin ala mishum pigul. Notar v'tamei. That is anything that has a matir, something that goes to the mizbeach, and then allows it either to be eaten or to be placed on the mizbeach, then that item does not get into the world of kodashim for pigul v'notar v'tna tamei, achi yakiveu matirim. Until the matir is put on the mizbeach. B'chol she'ein lo matirim, anything that has no matir, kevin shekidesh b'kli, chayavin ala mishum notar v'tamei. As soon as it goes into a kli sharet, then it becomes kadosh b'kdushat aguf, and has a din of notar v'tamei, u'figul ein ba. Since there is no matir, there is no pigol. We learn out the din of pigol from shlamim, and by shlamim there's a matir, the zrik of the dam is the matir, and therefore, anything that looks like a shlamim can have pigul. Anything that doesn't look like a shlamim doesn't have pigul. So that'd be anything that's kulul mizbeach, or anything that doesn't have a matir, Those items never have a din of pigol. Pigol in Bahem. They have no pigol. Of course, to put into a klisharet, only the kometz doesn't need that, because the kometz was already in a klisharet when it was together with the shirayim. So it already has that din from the klisharet. When you put it in a klisharet again, it's not bringing the kedusha et haguf to it, because it already had kedusha et haguf prior to that point in time. Now the Gemara says, how do you know that this is true? That notar v'tamei, you're chayavin alehem, both by dvarim sheyish lehem atirim and dvarim sheyin lehem matirim. Because the Torah banan, yochol ein chayavim mishum tum'ah elo b'davar sheyish lo matirim. I would think that tum'ah only applies to things that have a matir. V'dinu, and shebi akal v'chomer. Ma'pigol, shubi di'achat, v'karbano kavua, v'lo hutar mikhlalo, ein chayavin elo b'davar sheyish lo matirim. When it comes to pigol, you only need one diyidiyah. Someone violates pigol b'shogeg, as soon as you realize you violated pigol b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatat. Korban chatat is a korban kavua. Below hutar michlalo, it's never mutar. Pigol is pasul across the board. There's never a time that pigol is mutar. And there, in chayavin el davar sheish lamatirim. And as we said before, you learn that out of shlamim. And when you learn that out of shlamim, we know that it only applies to things that have a matir. Tuma, when it comes to Isra of Tuma, she b'shtei yidiot, in order to be chayav in Tuma b'shogeg, that Tuma b'shogeg is a din in Korban Olev Yored, and over there, by the Korban Olev, it says, Ne'alam, and then v'yada. He forgot, and then he knew about it. So v'ne'alam, he knew that he was Tamei at some point in time, he forgets that he's Tamei, he enters the Mikdash or Itz Kodashim, and then afterwards, he remembers again that he's Tamei. So it requires two yidiot. Number two is, it's not a kaban chatat, but rather a kaban olev yored. It's a chatat that changes based on your economic ability to pay for it. Vehutra michlala. There are times where tuma is mutar. Tuma hutra duchuya betzibur. There are times when tuma is allowed. So here, this is a davar yoter kal, something that it's a lighter form. Pigol, which is much more chamur, we require that there be a matir. Tuma, which is a lighter form of psul, then certainly in udin, shlo yei chayav elo davar sheish lamatimim. It should also have to be a requirement that it has a matir in order to be chayav in tumah, meaning for someone who is tumah to guf, to consume it and be chayav, you must have a matir. That means the items that we have listed in our Mishnah over here, you should not be chayav for tumah for. So Talmud Omar, so they quote the pasuk from Emor, Pashad Emor lehem l'dor dechem, kol ish asher yikrav mikol zareichem. Any person from your zera of the Kohanim who comes close to all of the Kodashim, b'chol ha-kodashim ha-katuv medaber. With all kodashim, the pasuk is speaking about. Yochol yehi chayven alav miyad. You would think you'd be chayev on them immediately. Tamad omar asher yikrav. That when they are brought. So, amar Rav Elazar, v'chi yesh nogea shu chayav. What do you mean? Is there ever a time when someone who touches kodashim is chayav? If you have a magat tuma, well, is there such a thing as a din of chiyuv karet or chiyuv at all? Hakeit said, so how do I reconcile between all of these? Kol davar sheyesh lo matirim, enu chayav ad sheyikrav hu matirim. The ikrav here is not taken as the meaning contact or naga, but ad sheyikrav hu, until they're brought on the mizbeach. So you're not chayav until you are mikarev, until you bring the matir. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirim, enu chayav ad sheyikadesh b'kli. And something that doesn't have a matir, you won't be chayav until you put it into the kli. So the reconciliation between the two aspects of the pasuk, which is, the pasuk seems to indicate that you're not chayav until you are asher yikrav. But then, the pasuk seems to indicate that anything to do with b'chol ha-kodashim, anything to do with anything that is kodesh, you are chayav for. So which is it? All kodesh you're chayav for, or only asher yikrav? Something that, when you come into contact with, which Rav Elazar rejects, it can't be that you came into contact with, but something that is put on the mizbeach. The reconciliation of the stira between the psukim is, we're talking about two different items. Anything that has a matir, that's what we're talking about, asher yikrav in the pasuk. Anything that does not have a matir, that's kol ha-kodeshim, that's what we're speaking about, as soon as it becomes kodesh, but dushat aguf, there's a din of tumah. Now once we know this by tumah, was a din by notar, that we learn out from a gzeira shava of chilul chilul. We've seen this gzeira shava many times. Gzeira shava chilul chilul does the same din that we have by tumah, will apply to notar. And going back before, when we spoke about pigol, that pigol, when we have a matir, there's a din of pigol once the matir is brought. From pigol, we'll learn out to notar and tamei, because we have that gezeirah shava that we've seen many times. And we learn out from
Kodesh, Kodesh, from Pigol
to Notar.
And then from Notar to Tameh, from
Chilul, Chilul. So it's a Gzer Shava that we see many times in Zvachim and Tmura and other places, that we extend the din that we know by Pigol to Notar and Tameh. Just like by Pigol, you need the Matir before you have a din of Pigol. So too, by Notar and Tameh, you need the Matir before that happens. When it comes to this din over here, of those things that do not have a Matir, then we learn that out, the din of Tumah, from here, and then we'll extend it to Notar from the Gzer Shava of Chilul, Chilul. Okay, with that, we'll end the parak.